Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Today, Pope Benedict is scheduled to be meeting with Cardinal Francis Arinze, the prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. He will also meet with the Archbishop of Barcelona, Luis Martinez, and the president of the International Federation of the Red Cross, Dr. Juan Manuel Soares del Toro Rivero. Also on the Pope's schedule is a meeting with Cardinal Walter Casper, the president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. Cardinal Casper recently returned from England, where he spoke of the ecumenical relationship between the Catholic Church and the Church of England. The Cardinal said it was with pain and sadness that he had to say the decision to allow women bishops in the Church of England would have grave consequences, both to the ecumenical relations and to the interior unity of the Anglican Communion. He also said that a decision in favor of women bishops made broadly by the Anglican Communion would also represent a turning away from the common position of all the churches of the first millennium. Yesterday, the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations offices in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, gave an intervention to the 95th session of the International Labor Conference about the importance of work. He said that the personal imprint given through work brings about satisfaction and the will to grow, to give and contribute in a positive way to social coexistence. Finally, he pointed out that if work is lacking or is indecent, it is the person that is stifled and pushed into a crisis, and a person in crisis is easily tempted by antisocial and destructive behavior.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.